Chapter 14.
They're gone,
Neth said, glancing back at the others.
We have to find them.
He reached down and touched the stone-hard face of Flupplin.
Why didn't they take him?
Shaking his head, he sauntered back to the rest of the party. After leaving the ruins of the fortress, they'd ridden a full day non-stop. Nath had run, keeping pace with the elven steeds that hadn't broken from full speed. All rode but him.
Surely we'll find them,
Shum said.
Even if they have a day or two lead, we can find anything on 2 feet. That's not what bothers me, Shum,
Nath said, looking toward the floating city in the sky. Its dark towers shimmered in the morning sunlight, but not one single scaled monster could be found.
I fear they've been taken back there.
Then we'll just have to get them back,
Ben said to him.
If you did it once, you can do it again.
Nath rested his paw on the armored shoulder of his friend and said,
It's not so easy, I'm afraid.
Why?
Ben asked, glancing upward.
What is up there?
Unimaginable terrors and perils,
Nath said.
And that was only a portion of what I found. I can't risk the rest of you as well.
But there are more of us,
Ben suggested.
True, but strength in numbers cannot overcome the overwhelming hordes of evil.
Tell us about it then.
Bezog intervened, holding the jaxite stones in the palm of his hand.
I need to understand more about what is up there. Tell me everything.
When Nath released Ben's shoulder, the veteran warrior said with alarm,
Shades, Nath! Look at your hands!
So concerned he'd been that he hadn't even noticed the white scales that speckled all over. His palms were white, and there were white speckles and jagged lines around his claws. His heart started to swell.
You're doing right, Nath,
Ben said, gazing in wonderment.
I knew you were.
There were changes to his hind claws as well. He grabbed Ben's shoulders and let out a joyous laugh. He gaped at the white scales and even counted each and every one. There were only 253 white scales among tens of thousands of black scales, but it was a good start. A good one. All who gathered there congratulated him. Brenwar, Bezog, Shum, Hoven, and the other wilder elves. They slapped his back and shook his paw. One of the roaming rangers even hugged him. There was a great deal of excitement inside the throng of well-tempered men.
Nath,
Bezog said,
tell us, what happened up there? Maybe that explains this.
His mind raced through everything from the moment he had left on his quest to save Bezog. The bull dragons, the spiny-backed sand crawlers, the skeletons and ghost soldiers, and...
The lurker,
he said.
The what?
Ben said, leaning closer.
What is a lurker?
Nath's mind drifted, however. He still couldn't shake the memory of that foul creature devouring him. The foul smell of its rancid breath still lingered in his nostrils.
That had to be it.
So many minds had been freed from the horrible being. Hundreds. Men, women, children of all races. Even dragons the lurker had devoured.
Huh?
Nath said, blinking. Ben was snapping his fingers in his face.
Are you still with us?
The warrior said.
Yes,
Nath said.
Well,
Ben said, hitching his leg up on a log.
Get on with it, unless you've lost your chattering tongue. Don't leave out any details.
All right, Ben. All right.
Nath went through everything. The floating rocks, spying from the towers, fighting and then running from the skeletons, only to have them almost catch him on the floating rocks, the inverted stairs, the fall from the cavern into the river before finishing his battle with the bull dragons.
You really plunged hundreds of feet
with the gnomes attached to your britches?
Brenwar said, sniggering.
Tell me that again. I'd love to have seen their faces. Stupid gnomes. Always trying to be like dwarfs without wits about them.
That's quite the story, Nath.
Bezog said, holding the egg-shaped stones.
Now I just have to figure out what Otterbone needed with these.
Well, I'm sure you'll figure it out, Nath said. It's a shame what happened to him, though. And it's disappointing he was so deceitful. I'm glad you are well now, my friend.
I just wish you hadn't needed to risk your scales on my behalf. I don't think anyone else could have survived what you did,
Bezog said.
At least Otterbone was honest about that.
I would have made it,
Brenwar said.
Sure you would have.
Ben said, laughing.
Let's go then,
Brenwar said, jumping up and heading back toward the floating city. Nath walked over, grabbed Brenwar, and said,
You'd never make it up the floating rocks. Give me a moment, everyone.
Nath made his way through the forest to the spot where the bull dragons had fallen. The piney forest was a disaster. Huge divots were clawed up in the ground. Any trees not fallen or broken were burnt. If he didn't know better, he would think an army of giants had stormed through there.
They should be buried,
he said, running his fingers over the great horns of one fallen foe dragon. Guilt seeped into him. A tear formed in his eye.
They're still my brothers.
He could see poachers arriving after he had gone. Perhaps they lurked in the forest already. Dragon scales, horns, claws, teeth, and meat were individually worth a fortune. The lot would bring a small kingdom. He didn't want to let the evil clerics of Barnabas get their hands on it, but there were other things he had to do. He sighed. For decades, he had protected the dragons. They'd been nearly impossible to find. Now, they cropped up everywhere, and they wanted to kill him.
Where in Nalzenbor are the good ones?
Again, he spied the city looming above the river, between the clouds. He could see the skeleton still searching the streets for him, countless heads of the undead clawing for his throat.
Perhaps there is another way. A flying potion, perhaps.
His instincts fired. He wheeled around and found himself facing Shum and Hoven.
One of our brethren found tracks,
Shum said.
Gnome tracks. Up the riverbed?
Nath said.
Yes. Good,
Nath said.
They listened to me. How far?
2 miles upriver, toward the river cities. I've dispatched more roaming rangers to follow after. He said the trail was only hours old, but that they moved in a hurry.
Shum said.
In a hurry? How?
Said Nath.
As in something else was already tracking them. Big. Heavy.
What?
Tracks he'd never seen before.
Nath's blood raced. If anything happened to the gnomes, it would be his fault.
Let's go then,